Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103,
Lincoln 102. Responding 241 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tidget 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, High Frank, 401 is a route.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Private Officer Radio on the all-new Public Safety Radio Network. I'm your host, Rick McCann. Glad that you are with us on this Thursday morning, the 10th of 2016, 0700 hours. Rise and shine. We got to get up and burn it today, don't we? I'm already burning. I'm burning, hopping mad. I'm just ticked off, PO'd. I'm just really not happy right now, and I'll tell you all about that coming up in the next 15 minutes, but it's really got me really just want to, you know, it's one of those times when you just want to punch a hole in the wall. But we'll tell you a little bit about that. You know, today, the calendar, obviously, it says it's Thursday, okay, but this morning, so far, it really has been more like a Monday. And I'm telling you, everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Typical Monday, even though the calendar says Thursday. But we're here. We're on the air. I won't bore you with all of the details of my Thursday morning. All right, well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll bore you with a few of the details. You know, I get in the office and our system is rebooting and software is updating, and unlike a home computer, this is not a one and done. This is 20, 30, sometimes 40 minutes for it to complete the whole deal that it does. So, you know, we're already behind the eight ball at that point, time-wise. And then there's a few other oddities that happen, a few other inconveniences that occur. And, well, the long and short of it is that we finally got on the radio and we are here for this Thursday morning show. We're coming to you live, of course, from Studio A in our Charlotte studios, Charlotte, North Carolina, where we're going to have a beautiful day. It's going to be around 80 degrees, if you can believe it. 80 degrees, 80. Unbelievable. Tomorrow, the same thing, but they say we're going to really pay for it toward the weekend because it's going to be very stormy. Could have a chance of some severe weather, thunderstorms even. You know, it's springtime. It's technically March. Speaking of springtime, don't forget to spring ahead on Saturday night, early Sunday morning, 2 a.m., and set those clocks ahead 1 hour for daylight savings time. We're really moving in to the weather that I love the most, springtime, spring and fall, gonna love it. The last couple of days, we've had really lovely weather. It's been spectacular almost. And in fact, in my area, and even over in Virginia, where we have our other location and school, a lot of pollen is out, tree pollen and other mold spores and whatnot. And my understanding is that this is going to be a not so good season for many who suffer from allergies. And I never did until I moved south. And then, well, Yeah, I'm in that boat too. But my understanding is that we are going to have a rough season, and it's already beginning. So, if you're the type of person where you need a shot, you need to take some advanced precautions for those allergies. Make sure that you do take care of them. We have many things to talk about today on the new Thursday morning show. Thursday morning. I swear, it feels like a Monday. It really does. Later on, coming up, we're going to be talking about body cameras for private security. Body cameras. Can you imagine? I mean, who would have thought that private security and even law enforcement would eventually be walking around with cameras on their bodies? It doesn't really seem like it should be that way, but unfortunately it is, and cameras are becoming more and more part of the uniform, and every place that you go, you are seeing law enforcement body cams. Does that mean that private security should fall behind? Does that mean that private security should also be wearing body cameras? And what are the legal issues? And what are the training issues? And there's many, many things to consider. So we are going to be talking on the second half of the show about some of those things. We're going to be talking about the training. We're going to be talking about the liability issues. We're going to be talking about whether or not it's even feasible for private security to have to wear these cameras. We're going to talk about the upsides and the real issues, the downsides. And coming up, we'll share some of the legalities with you, some of the concerns that not only law enforcement face, but that private security will as well. We have, over the last few weeks, invited many of you to be part of the radio show. If you would like to be interviewed on any of our programs, even though we have early morning shows and you may be out west where it's 3 hours, 4 hours behind, we've had even some interest from out of the country. And wherever you might be, if you want to be part of our radio program, you have a topic that you would like to share, or you just want to be on the radio, we'll be glad to pre-record you. And that's basically having you call in during the day when it's, when you're obviously up and awake. Don't call me from bed. Don't call me at 4 in the morning just because you want to be on the 7 a.m. Eastern Time radio show. That's not necessary. I don't want to even picture that. If you want to be on the radio program and you're someplace in some time zone that is not on the East Coast, and you don't want to get up and, get yourself together to be on the show 3 hours in advance, that's fine. We will pre-record your segment. So if you want to be on the program as a subject specialist, or you want to talk about something in the news, you want to tell us about what's happening at your company, then we definitely want to invite you to do that. And you don't have to get up early. You don't have, it's okay. It's okay. We'll pre-record you. So just email helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will schedule a time when we can record you in advance and then play it back on the morning show. See, we're
no.
We're very, very glad to accommodate. We're very accommodating people here. We're very accommodating people. So we will do that for you. Just send us an email at the helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you also want to have your own radio show, 30 minutes or 60 minutes on the new Public Safety Radio Network. We have tons of listeners across the country and around the world. You will have that opportunity. We will have our staff assist you with that. You'll be on our network, and all you'll have to do is talk. If you can talk, then you can be on the radio. But if you need a little assistance, you know, we can help you with that as well. But if you're interested, either way, give us either a phone call or email helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And while I'm talking about that, be sure while we're on the air to email us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you have any news or information that you would like to share with us. We'll be glad to announce it to our followers. And again, I mean, there's a lot of different information that you can share. So feel free to send us an email or give us a call during business hours, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time at 704-831-8109. I have some sad news and some interesting news all the same to share with you coming up in the next 5 minutes or so. This is coming out of Cincinnati, Ohio, talking about private police, and we'll be sharing that with you in about 5 minutes. We're also going to be telling you why I am hopping mad. I am hot under the collar. I am PO'd. My good friend Brett Davis is here. I am, aren't I? Brett, we are really not happy campers this morning, and we'll share that with you coming up in about 6 minutes on the all-new Private Officer Radio, right here on the Public Safety Radio Network. We have a lot of different information to share with you. Let me also say this. If you are interested in being a sponsor of the radio show, if you want to be a sponsor, we need you. So if you have any type of business, or you just want to sponsor us as an individual, you can do that. And here's what we'll do for you. If you become a sponsor, and we've had many sponsors in the past, but if you want to be a sponsor, you will become an exclusive sponsor. What that means is if you're an insurance company, we only allow one insurance company at a time. If you become our exclusive sponsor, we only allow one business per category. If you own a security company, an alarm business, whatever it might be, an equipment company, you'll be the exclusive only one. And as our sponsor, you'll be able to get complete coverage with all of our listeners here on the Private Officer Beat Radio, as well as across all of our social media platforms. We'll every day be tweeting out your information. We'll share your sponsorship, your business information with all of our members of the Private Officer Association. And we'll also put an ad on our website, which is being expanded and redesigned at this time. And we'll also have you in our newsletters. So it's an all-inclusive. And you're really going to be, for the amount of sponsorship, you're going to have your business, your company name really put out there big time. And I think it's a great deal. And if you're interested in that, contact us at the helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I think that it's going to be very beneficial to you. I think that there'll be, some return on your investment. Again, if you're interested in being a sponsor of our radio show, and believe me, you're going to get all of the benefits that we have to give you, contact us at the helpdesk@privateofficer.com.
This holiday season, plan a safe ride home for yourself, your family, and your guests. Visit arrivealive.org for some party smart tips, like having alcohol-free drinks and lots of snacks, planning for guests to stay over, and keeping extra cash for taxis. Find out more about supporting sober driving online at arrivealive.org or inquire at your local beer store. Happy holidays and thank you from Arrive Alive.
Say if you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please, let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
Happy Thursday morning, the 10th of March, 16 minutes after the hour, 7:16, right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio, the all-new Public Safety Radio Network. We're glad that you have joined us this morning, and we've got a lot to talk about. Coming up in the second half of the program, we're going to be talking about body cameras and really explaining the pros and the cons, and yeah, many private companies are using body cams for their security and public safety staff. This is nothing new. Actually, it's been going on for a number of years in some of the other countries that we'll share with you coming up in the second half hour. There are, of course, going to be some concerns. There's going to be some learning curves like anything else, and there's definitely going to be some legal liability questions, but it's something that I think is valuable, and we'll tell you more about it coming up. I want to mention something that was brought to our attention. We have many listeners who appreciate the little tidbits of training that we give each program. This has always, for the last 8 years, been part of our SOPs. It was part of our founding principles. It was part of our reason for the program. We always try to add some element of training in our whatever we do, our programs, our news blogs, the various webinars and so forth, we want to make sure that people get as much training as possible. We understand that many people, you're just not able to go out and put a lot of money into training, especially with what most private security personnel get paid. So we always try to put some element of training in our show. However, with that being said, we are not giving you a training seminar. We're not really giving you a training module or unit. We're giving you an element, some basic, 10 or 15 minutes on the topic. But if you are interested in learning more about a subject or topic, even one that we have not covered or that you haven't heard us cover, be sure to contact us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk at privateofficer.com, because we do have many different varieties of training. We have many different disciplines. We have many different delivery mechanisms. So be sure to contact us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. All right. We want to share this. Let me tell you, I'm really upset. I'm TO'd, PO'd, and just fed up with people who are troublemakers and just want to be out there jealous, I guess. Jealousy can really dictate how people act. And in the last few weeks, we've seen evidence of the jealousy and the problems that people like to cause. And again, without sharing a whole lot of detail, I will tell you this. I personally have worked for, scratched, and dug, and clawed my way through life. I've never been given anything. I don't come from a rich family. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And so everything that we have, we work for. We're on the up and up. We're legit. We're legal. We do things by the book. We're honest. We're a Christian organization. For me to find out that people are, you know, and this has happened from day one of our private officer company opening up, and even through now with Armor. But to find out that people go behind our back and try to cause trouble, try to cause rift with our members, with local state government, trying to report falsely report things, I will tell you this, you're not going to get any place with that. You're not going to win any awards, and you're definitely going to wind up on the other side of a lawsuit. I will tell you that we have protected ourselves since we've been in business for the last 12 and a half years, channels, and we have attorneys and we have legal representation that will take care of it. If you are jealous, if you can't accomplish the things that we have, you don't want to partner with POI, that's fine. You don't want to be a member, that's fine. You want to listen to our radio shows and you want to get our newsletters and emails. You want to be on the outside looking in and benefit from whatever you can. That's fine. You want to be, somebody who takes advantage of what's free. I can't stop you. But I can stop you if you want to cause trouble for any of my company's businesses, because we won't tolerate that. So I know that some folks listen to our radio shows and get our newsletters just to see what they can, you know, take advantage of, what free material that they can have. We've had many people take our training over the years and rewrite it and use it. We've had many people take a class just so that they can get the curriculum and use it for their own security guard training academy. And, we've been able to fight some of it, but the others, we can't. So I just want you to give you a heads up. We're here for the long haul. We're not going anyplace. We're expanding. We're already in a number of states, and we're expanding. We have a good product. We have good training. We have good staff. And I just want to give you a heads up that we're coming after you. If you try to make trouble for us, we're not standing alone. We don't stand alone. We have people behind us. And thank goodness that I'm in the position now, kind of like Donald Trump. Well, maybe not quite like, I don't have his money, but kind of like, you know, any other business. We're not going to tolerate false complaints or false lies or a bunch of riffraff among, you know, either our own members or people from the outside who are trying to cause trouble. And that's all that I'm going to say about that. If you are listening to the radio show, if you do get our emails, if you get our newsletters, trust me, you're on our radar too. And we have a way to know who is filing complaints or who is trying to take us down. And, you know, what they say, what goes around comes around. Coming up on the next half hour, we're going to be talking about body cameras. And I think it's an important tool, an instrument for our industry these days. We're going to look at the pros and the cons. I want to share with you this morning something that we got from Cincinnati, Ohio, an organization that we have been in touch with before, and someone that we know, an organization that we're familiar with. But Chief Lester Sloan of the Cincinnati Private Police did contact us yesterday to let us know that the Cincinnati Private Police Association will be closing its doors on March the 10th, that's today, due to legislation that was passed by the city of Cincinnati last year. The private police in Cincinnati have worked for many of the large organizations, the Cincinnati Reds, the Cincinnati Bengals, Riverfront Coliseum, and so on and so forth. They have even protected movie scenes while movies were being shot in Cincinnati. Private police have all of the authority of city police. They are private, paid for by businesses throughout the community. For 101 years, private Cincinnati police have been in operation. Now, that's pretty long. But due to some questionable arrests over the last few years and questionable members and complaints, the city of Cincinnati commission and legislators and city attorney did through legal process decide that they cannot operate any longer independently. Now, private police in Ohio are everywhere. Colleges, universities, businesses, they all employ private police. Even the public library of Cleveland, Ohio, has their own police force, but they're private. They are not city police officers. And what the city of Cincinnati was saying was, as long as you're independent, as long as you don't have an employer, as long as you're a business trying to make money, you're operating a quasi-police agency but providing private security type benefits for the most part, then we have decided not to allow you to operate in the city of Cincinnati. And so Chief Lester Sloan has notified us that the association, the Cincinnati Private Police Association, after 101 years, will be closing down as of today, effective today. But that doesn't mean that private police in Ohio is dead. Not by a long shot. There are statutes in Ohio that allow for private police, as there are in about 29 states now, and that is a growing method of operation. Many states allowing security, quasi-law enforcement authority, commission private police, and with reason. Now, today we're not here to talk about private police, but it's legit. It's on the up and up. It's by statute. But unfortunately, because this organization was operating as a private organization without a employer as such, which is required by statute and for the most part in Ohio, the association has been forced to close down. So Cincinnati Private Police Association, effective today, after 101 years, is going out of business. Legislators, whether it be local or state, they can put you out of business. Even though we have a right by law for commerce, there are certain requirements. You can't just open any business without a business license. You can't just operate a hospital or an insurance company or even a gas station without having proper licensure. And, you know, the city of Cincinnati said, you know, that's it. You don't qualify anymore because of our new law. So they tried to do that in Virginia with private police. They accomplished some of their goals by extending the training by 3.5 times, which I'm all for training. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, 2,000 hours or 200. The more the better, as long as it's topic-related and valuable training. Not training for training's sake, because that never works. But if it's something that is definitely of value, then I'm definitely all for it. Coming up in the next half hour, we will be talking about body cameras, and I'm also going to be talking about some breaking news and some other items on our agenda.
From coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Welcome back to this edition of the Thursday morning show, 7:31 here on this Thursday, the 10th of March, 2016. There is a lot of breaking news. One of the things that really I want to highlight this morning is that over the weekend, we had about 11 security officers shot, five within 24 hours. All of those five were shot at nightclubs. The remaining officers were shot at various locations. One was a shopping center, two were apartment complexes. Fortunately, we're not seeing as many security officers being killed this year as in previous years, but it's we're just beginning the third month of the year. So let's keep our fingers crossed that this doesn't, blow up later on in the year and we see, mass amounts of security personnel being killed in the line of duty. But right now we are seeing a lot of security officers shot. We also noticed in the past week that there were more than a dozen incidents of loss prevention agents who have been stabbed. We had two security officers at a Walmart had a gun pointed to their head. We had another Walmart security officer that was stabbed in the neck. We had another loss prevention agent who took a shoplifter into the office and had gone through the paperwork, and they were just waiting for law enforcement, and all of a sudden the shoplifter pulled a gun. I always frisked all of my shoplifters and even had female employees do a pat down of the female suspects, shoplifting suspects. It's important that you know if they're armed or not for your own safety. But we are seeing a lot more incidents involving violence in loss prevention. And I think that's going to continue as shoplifting is on the rise. Definitely organized retail crime is on the rise, and we're definitely concerned about that because all LP agents are unarmed. Some may carry a pair of handcuffs, but there's not a whole lot you can do with handcuffs if the person has a gun or a knife. I think that retailers, or big box stores especially, are going to have to start looking at the dangers and stopping anybody anywhere, whether that's even inside the store. Just because you're inside the store doesn't mean that the person's not going to shoot you. I mean, if they're armed, they're armed. They're not going to go, I'm not outside. I'm not going to pull my gun. It doesn't work that way. So there's definitely things to be concerned about, and maybe even look at how we can prevent LP agents from being injured. I don't think there'll be a time anytime soon that retailers, especially big box stores, are going to authorize LP agents to carry a firearm. Although, I think we're there. I really do. I think that loss prevention agents, they are the closest thing to making arrests. I mean, they are making over a million apprehensions and detentions every year. And I think that at this point, with so many armed confrontations, that, you know, big box and pharmacies and other retailers are just going to have to face the fact that it's dangerous these days to stop anybody. And I'm not sure what they're going to do, but it's definitely time to look at this situation and take it a whole lot more serious. Also in the news, we have a segment that we're going to start. We used to do this on the program years back, and we're going to start it again. It's called Dumber Than Dumb Criminals. Well, here's a dumber than dumb criminal for you in Reading, Pennsylvania. An armed robber tried to rob a taxi driver. He was in the back seat driving down the road and suddenly pulled a gun and tried to rob the driver. Now, this particular taxi had inboard cameras, so they actually had this whole thing on tape. And they were recording live inside the cab. But what the taxi driver and the robber did not notice was law enforcement was actually right behind the taxi. And the deputy sheriff was witnessing this whole incident play out in front of him. I'm sure, I can imagine what the deputy sheriff was thinking. He's like, this can't be real. Am I really seeing that? What the heck is this guy thinking? The deputy sheriff was able to pull over the vehicle and took the suspect into custody at gunpoint. Victor Herrera, 18, just a young kid, was arrested on numerous charges. But this is something from the Dumber Than Dumb criminal file, I'm telling you. In Houston, Texas, yesterday, police shot and wounded a part-time UPS employee who began shooting up the UPS location. It was a situation where he had a shotgun, and when police arrived, he wouldn't put the shotgun down. Nobody else besides the suspect was injured that we're aware of, and we're not really sure what in the world started all of this. It may have started as a workplace violence. Somebody got upset. Somebody got ticked off, you know, at somebody else. We're not sure. Very limited information, but the employee was shot and killed. In Paramus, New Jersey, a man arrested for shoplifting by security at the Garden State Plaza, Timothy M. Lynch. Well, he thought he would get out of it. It happened at the Abercrombie and Fitch. He thought he would get out of it by simply telling security that he was law enforcement and flashed the badge. But the security agent realized that he was not a law enforcement. And even if he was, it was their policy to call police anyways, and was able to detain the suspect. And he was arrested not only for shoplifting, but for the stupidity of trying to impersonate an officer. In Baltimore, you may have seen the video. We posted the video last week. Baltimore police punching, slapping, and kicking a man who was trespassing. Those officers, Officer Anthony Spence, 44, and Officer Savina Baez, 52, have been arrested. There's been some question as to whether or not these are fully credentialed police or private police. My understanding is that the school police in Baltimore are private police, although some have gone through the academy previously. In fact, one of the officers involved reportedly used to be a deputy sheriff, and he got terminated. That's my understanding. A man in Chesterfield, Virginia, is suing the Chesterfield County Police for $95 million, because during an incident last year, police tased him, and that caused him to catch on fire. In fact, he was horribly burned, disfigured, and is left incapacitated. I mean, for the most part, he's in bad shape. And this young man believes that the use of the taser was unlawful. It was ultra hazardous. It was unjustified, according to his attorney, and it was wrongful use of force. And they're suing for $95 million. I can tell you, right, wrong, or in the middle, even if police was justified, there's going to be some monetary recovery. It doesn't matter. I believe that, I mean, I'm looking at his medical bills alone was $6.5 million. $6.5 million in medical care. I mean, he was badly, badly burnt. And he was engulfed in flames. You can check it out on the internet for the Chesterfield County, Virginia man who was burnt. This happened, I believe it was last year, November or December. But he's suing for $95 million. I'm sure that there will definitely be some type of monetary settlement if it doesn't go to trial. But there's a likelihood that it may go to trial, which would be foolish on the part of the county because, you know, it's hard to justify that type of injury to a suspect. We talked a few weeks ago about the totality of the situation. Well, I'm not sure about what the totality of the incident or situation was here, but it obviously caused great damage to the man. In Kansas City, Missouri, police there are saying that they've had to stop serving. They have over 12,000 arrest warrants backed up waiting to be served, but they've had to stop serving all but the most serious felony warrants because they don't have any room in the jail. And that's really, I'm seeing that in other areas as well. In fact, many jurisdictions are having to come up with creative release. If they arrest them, they're releasing them. Sometimes they're using ankle monitors. Sometimes they're using visitation or check-in by phone. I don't think those are safe, but when the jail is overcrowded, what can you do? A man in Greenwich, Connecticut, 60 years old, has been arrested after scuffling with Greenwich Hospital security, all because he wanted to smoke on the hospital campus, and it's a smoke-free campus. Now, the man was told several times, Chester Azowski was told several times that he could not smoke on campus, that it was smoke-free. He tussled with security, and, well, he got arrested. In Chattanooga, six off-duty officers were injured after a man scuffled with them at a restaurant. He was arrested. In Louisville, Texas, we're really baffled by this one. A man shot his way into the Louisville Center, the Louisville Carter Blood Care Center, with a device. It set off a burglar alarm. It was closed. Police got there, and he committed suicide. They don't know why he broke in there, why all of this happened. They don't have a clue. All right, we're going to take one more quick little short. I mean, really short. We're going to come right back. We're going to be talking about body cameras for security.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs. But in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Thursday morning, 7:43 in the morning. We're talking about body cameras this morning. Are they really a useful tool for the private sector? Is this something that we want to get into? Is this something that we want to look into? Many, many police departments across the nation, police, sheriffs, county deputies, constables, and law enforcement the whole spectrum, really, is getting into wearing body cameras. And these days and, you know, this day and age, you really have to have that type of protection. Now, many officers fear that it will be used against them. And yes, it will. If you do something wrong, it will be used against you. But for the most part, we're seeing it's an advantage. Many police agencies are using body cameras. We're seeing that, you know, some of the fears of using this particular tool has subsided, that they're false, that they're really, it's not really the way that they thought that it was. Body cameras can definitely be a great advantage for documentation, for legal issues. Most police departments only use the camera when they are investigating an incident, a situation. They're not on 24/7. They're not on during the whole 8-hour shift. They're turned on when they are stopping somebody, when they're doing a traffic stop, when they are conducting a field investigation, or when they're on a call. And there is some training. There is some, you know, legal issues that have to be determined by each department. But so far, they have been beneficial. Private companies also have been using body cameras for a number of years. It's something that countries like the UK, Australia, Canada, other countries have used body cameras. I think some of them even before the U.S. got hot and heavy into using the body cameras. But private companies are also using them. We've noticed some individual security officers buying their own, some of those cheaper $79 ones, $59 ones, and using them. Whether or not they have training, permission, you know, that's a great concern, because like with any tool, with any type of equipment, if you don't have the proper training, you don't have the proper legal understanding, you don't know what the liabilities are, it is going to be a risk. And if you are called to testify about that camera footage and you don't have all the answers and you can't document that you had training, I think really it's going to pose more of a problem than an advantage to you. And it's something that you as an individual, as well as your company, is going to have to consider. St. Mary's Hospital and a number of other private and public universities and colleges, their public safety, sworn and non-sworn, are also using body cameras. A great number of them actually have begun using body cameras. There are some legal issues. I want to address a couple of those for you right now. First of all, with any equipment, it doesn't matter what type of equipment you get, you have to have some level of training. Who should train you on that body camera? Well, it should be one of two different people. Either A, the representative of the manufacturer, and if you're buying cheap off-the-internet type cameras that cost $59, there's no training, and that's a real liability issue. If you're buying equipment from a reputable, recognized body cam manufacturer, they're going to have regional reps. They're going to have people in the field that will come in and spend a few hours or a day with you, training you on not only how to wear it, how to operate it, but some of the legal questions that they have been posed and have researched and documented, and they understand the pros and cons. But if you're just out there buying off-the-shelf stuff and there's no training, that could be a real legal liability issue. Another legal question: as a private or even public entity, you have to come up with some type of protocol as to who has the right to view your footage. Well, as a public entity, a public law enforcement, they have a right to hold back the footage during an investigation. They don't have to release it to the media right away, although many agencies do, to alleviate the potential for outbreaks from the public, riots, disturbances. So they want to make sure that the public sees that this was a justified use of force. So sometimes they will release it. Public entities, they don't have to release it. The only time that they have to release their footage of from their camera, of any camera actually, is with a court order, which aren't always easy to get. But a private entity, they have a lot more say as to when they have to release it and to who they have to release it to. But these are procedures that you have to come up with. These are legal questions that you're going to have to answer if you are looking into using body cameras or you already have them. Some of the other questions that need to be answered that you have to research and begin documenting your own protocols. What is the expectation of the public? If you're on a college campus, if you're at a hospital campus, if you're at a high school, if you're at a business, the level of expectation of privacy is going to differ. It's not an across the board. It's not a cookie cutter situation. We can't say that the same rules are going to apply at a hospital that they would apply at an elementary school, because they don't. We have to take into consideration when we're doing our writing of protocols and procedures that there is a level under the law of privacy expectation. And let me give you a couple of examples. If you're in a shopping mall and you're walking through the mall, you really have no expectation of privacy at that point. Everything that you do can be seen by those walking through the mall. Everything that you do, you know, or you should know, is probably under surveillance by a security camera someplace. In this day and age where security cameras are on every street corner, they're in every store, they're on the outside of retailers, they're in parking lot, you can't expect privacy in public places. However, we can expect privacy in certain areas. So in a hospital, for instance, it may be a real issue to record anything as you walk through any treatment area, the emergency room, waiting area. There would be no real expectation of privacy. However, in a treatment area of the ER, in the back where they are treating you in a room or behind curtains, obviously the patient has expectation of privacy. In the college setting, no expectation of privacy out in the parking lot or out in the quad or any public area, any office, there would be no expectation. But there is expectation of privacy in the dormitory. Once you go through those dormitory doors, whether the college, you know, I've had people say, well, the college owns that. There's no expectation of privacy. That's not true. When you rent a hotel room, even though the hotel owns that complete complex, that complete building, when you rent the room, you do have expectation of privacy. And if you don't believe me, ask the sportscaster who just won $55 million in Nashville, Tennessee during a lawsuit because somebody was able to view her naked in her room next door. There is an expectation of privacy in a college dorm, in a sleeping area, in a restroom, in a changing room. There is expectation of privacy in a hospital, in the patient's room, in the treatment rooms, and certain areas, unless you get written permission, not verbal, because verbal, we already know verbal doesn't stand up. He said, she said, we said, prove it. Prove that they said that. Well, I can't really prove it, but they did. No, it doesn't work like that. Unless you have written consent to video somebody, it may be a real legal issue. There are concerns. However, for the most part, we're going to be recording incidents, crimes in progress, contacts with the general public, arrests, emergencies, And again, there may be some issues with sharing those video files on social media. I know right now there's a lawsuit happening because a volunteer EMT firefighter shared the video of a fatality accident and showed the body. Well, that is a problem. That is a problem. Now, even though it was in public view, even though it was out in, you know, the public, whether or not the family had a right or an expectation of privacy, that's going to be a question for the court to answer. The use of body cameras is coming for private and public law enforcement and security, whether you like it or whether you think it is. I can guarantee you that you're going to see the rise of the use of, you know, body cams amongst private companies, especially in environments like hospitals. You know, private security officers are involved in thousands, literally thousands of shootings every year. Thousands of deadly force incidents, arrests, confrontations. I think it would be good to catch that on camera if we qualified personnel out there. I know a lot of companies are going to be a little, you know, shy in using cameras because of the quality of training that many security people have. But I think overall, if we train them and if we have protocols, I think that it's going to be to our advantage to use body cameras in many environments, hospitals, apartments, general patrol, campuses, colleges, schools. I mean, you know, you can make a whole list. And with anything, you can list the pros and the cons. There's always going to be pros and cons. But I think in this situation, yeah, there are a lot more upsides than there are downsides. I think it's something for you to consider on certain accounts, in certain environments, not every place, not everywhere, not for everyone, but definitely for some accounts, some businesses, some locations, and for some officers. That's going to conclude this edition of the Private Officer Beat morning show here at Private Officer Radio. We're just really happy that you've joined us. Consider, if you have questions about body cameras, go to the helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have done a lot of research, and we can definitely help to steer you in the right direction. If we don't have the answers, we'll get them for you. And if you have some legal questions, we can probably help you with those too. Again, thanks for being with us on the Private Officer Radio. Until the next time, be safe, God bless, and we'll see you back here on the radio.